Sullivan.
No, nah, I would try. They're trying to get me to cut it in the military right now, so I'm trying to keep it.
24167 North Stonington.
Come in tomorrow. Is it 167?
Yes.
Next time I don't tell you we have 18 cases.
Oh, I'm done with you, Nancy.
I would have made a motion to adjourn about halfway through.
You do identify yourself.
Trooper Gono.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Sorry, Trooper Gono, resident state trooper for North Stonington out of Troop E. It's KONOW, badge number 785.
KONOW?
Yes.
And you said trooper?
Yep.
Thank you. Okay, a brief statement of your case?
This case just stands on one point. The appellant here was charged with a domestic disqualifier misdemeanor offense in Rhode Island, granted several years ago in 2001, but for the statute we're not allowed to issue him a temporary permit based on that charge.
So can you tell me a little more about why you feel this is a disqualifying?
Yeah, under the Lattenberg Amendment to the Gun Control Act of 1968, any domestic offense that's a misdemeanor that someone is convicted of, it's a disqualifier. So it's the actual written verbiage is you shall not provide a temporary pistol permit to anyone convicted of a domestic offense.
Did you read the rest of that amendment though that talks about how what the judge has to do and has to be knowingly, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes beyond just the simple conviction?
I understand that. I looked into as far as whether or not like the conviction was held and disqualifiers for the conviction. I understand the initial on the charge was a no contest plea, but there is a secondary violation of a protective order that I also believe.
Yeah, usually when there's a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence that is disqualifying, there's a nixit. There should be anyway.
A
nixit? You know what that is?
I'm unfamiliar now.
That's the instant background check that gun dealers do? Or?
Right. Yeah, so during his FBI background check for fingerprints, that's where it popped.
The conviction, but did it say disqualified?
On the record, it doesn't tell us whether or not it's disqualified. It just lets us know that a record was found in our system.
Okay. This comes up occasionally where we're not sure what to do. In Connecticut now, with a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence, we've seen cases where the court actually gives you a letter saying you're disqualified, you can't have firearms.
This is an assault in Rhode Island, too.
Yeah, well, it's a federal law, so a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence in Rhode Island would also be disqualifying, but if it fits under these certain requirements, and that's where we always struggle with, does it or does it not?
I guess that's...
I don't have an answer.
That's my question. We see plenty of domestic convictions that are not disqualifying, so I don't know.
Right, I understand that. And that was, in my understanding, the purpose of this meeting was, as I stated, based on my understanding and my reading of that statute, or that amendment, I should say, I was not to issue a temporary pistol permit until it was discussed in front of the board. Because, as I stated, it said, you know, you shall not. It didn't really leave room for my personal discretion in the matter. It said, since he was convicted of the crime, I'm unable to grant him a temporary pistol permit.
I believe the record shows that he was before the board in 2014 and obtained a permit.
With Stonington Police Department.
Yeah.
I believe it was, if I'm correct or not, is it denied? I don't know if I should address him right now, but...
I think
we reached out to Stonington and spoke to, it was what, Detective John Fiore came out. I believe it was case number 13315 of that year, and it came back as a denial on our end.
But I guess my point is, if that assault was a disqualifier, he could not have gotten this permit in 2014.
Right, which is, as I stated, why it came back on our end as a denial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
he said he didn't get his permit.
Oh.
I thought he came to the board. Well, I guess we can ask him.
Excuse me?
I thought, I for some reason, I believe I read that he was issued a permit through the Board of Firearms.
He wrote that. That's his questionnaire, so Nancy.
We destroy after 5 years, so it depends on when it was closed, as if we destroyed, I haven't looked into this. Do you know when you were heard? It says 2013. Maybe 14. If he was heard back then, it's probably destroyed.
When I spoke with Stonington, I didn't speak to anybody that was actually involved in the case, as they were no longer with the Stonington Police Department, so it was just based on their reports and records.
Do you have on file that he had a pistol permit in the state of Connecticut?
No.
He does.
Yeah.
So why are you issuing through the town?
So, can I?
What town do you live in?
I live in North Stonington. Big move for me.
All right, is that the same jurisdiction?
It's slightly out of it, yeah.
Yeah, Stonington has their own police department. We're covered by the state police.
All right, so where should he apply?
Through North Stonington, if he lives in North Stonington.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you guys want me to?
So he applied in the right place.
We're at the point now where you may cross-examine him.
Okay. Well, I don't necessarily need to cross-examine. I'm not here to kind of go over the issue of the denial. I understand where he's coming from. Totally get it. I did sit in front of the board at one point.
This board?
Yes, I don't remember if it was these individuals.
Probably he was there.
You do look familiar to me, but it was a while ago. I did get my permit issued in the town of Stonington. It is here. I never purchased a firearm while I had the permit. I did allow it to expire. When I went to reapply, it was actually a couple years after it expired. I didn't realize I would have to go and reapply and go through this whole process again. I was denied for the same reason as I was from Stonington. And I did try to talk to a different officer at the time and just explain to him, hey, I did go in front of the board. I didn't ultimately get my permit issued. Is there any way to avoid kind of re-going through this whole process again? And unfortunately, they have to do their due diligence, and I understand that.
Why were you denied the first time?
Same incident.
Misdemeanor crime of domestic violence?
Correct. Yep.
And when was that permit issued?
I can pass it to you. It was issued on 6/18/14.
Okay, so well after the 2001 incident with the assault.
It was. Okay.
May have been the confusion on my end with, in speaking to Stonington, they told me it was denied, and they never told me
it was denied. It.
Well, it was denied.
Correct, yes, and then they never told me it was issued after the fact. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Okay.
And the state would have better knowledge, right? Correct.
Absolutely.
Of the domestic violence aspect.
Well, that's what would happen. He didn't really know what Nick said it was, but when you go to get your permanent one, they run you, and if there's a hit for misdemeanor crime and domestic violence, they won't issue the state. I have no idea. I don't remember the case at all, but that's likely what happened last time. He said, yeah, it's not proven to fall within the Lautenberg Amendment, and the state must have agreed.
So that was your...
I was just going to...
That was your chance to cross-examine now your case.
I was just going to basically say, you know, that incident happened a long time ago. It's a one-time incident. Doesn't mean that incident is not worth them doing their due diligence on, but I think over time I've proven to be suitable to have a firearm. I owned the pistol permit, or had the permit. I never bought a firearm. I might not buy one even when I get it reissued. I have three daughters, beautiful daughters in my house, and at some point I would eventually like to have a firearm when I feel it's the right time to get it. I just simply want to get it to have reissued. I work at EB, I have a security clearance. I just want to show that as well, just to show that, like, you know, I've gone through, I've been there for quite a while. I'm an engineer over there, and
yeah,
you know, they don't just hire.
They're not saying you're unsuitable.
Yeah.
They're saying they can't issue.
Because
of the statute. And
that I can't control. I feel I am suitable, and hopefully this board agrees.
Well, I don't understand. Why does this keep coming up then?
It didn't. His pistol permit expired.
Uh-huh.
And if you allow your pistol permit to expire, you have to reapply.
Right.
And even those, I don't want to say Stonington knew that it was issued, maybe they didn't. When he applied for the state police, they still have it in the back. Or the question was, is he disqualified because of the charge?
Because the charge will always keep appearing on his record.
Well, he's got a conviction, so he can get it taken off. I mean, one way or pardon or clean slate or something.
How do you do that?
Hire a lawyer or something. So you should do it.
That charge will show up. It's just the interpretation of whether it is that continues to be disqualifying, which it sounds like we found in 2014 that it wasn't, and it was issued. He's repeating because it expired.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
And again, if I had the knowledge of gaining a pistol permit through Stonington, probably would have went a different route. But in speaking to them, they said that was denied, but they were probably referencing to their initial before the finding of the board.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Questions from the board? No. You get to cross-examine him if you wish to. So we don't need to hear any of the details in order to make a decision again, since it keeps appearing in the record? Or are we just going to go by the fact that a previous board granted a pistol permit? Because I haven't heard any details of the case. I've just heard the domestic assault and a violation of a contact order without any details.
I don't think he was going to present the details. It was just the fact that it was statutorily prohibited from issuing, which is probably
not true. And
that's
what I don't understand, because we've heard other domestic violence cases with no contact orders that
were not disqualified.
Yes.
No, you can definitely ask about it. He wasn't making it part of his case.
But you certainly may ask about it.
The reason I wasn't making it part of my case, I mean, as I've heard multiple times throughout the day, there has been a extended period of time, given that it was in 2001, and then he has no record inside the state of Connecticut. In fact, this is my first time interacting with him. I've never actually met him in person before. I've been working in town for 3 years, and I've had no incidents out of that residence whatsoever. So my main issue was the fact that legally I'm not able to give him his pistol permit because of the amendment. So that was my standing on the case.
Mm-hmm. So if that didn't apply and you knew it didn't apply, would you have issued?
Yes.
Yeah, just with that
simple
assault conviction,
like I said,
24 years ago.
Yep.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Throw a bone.
Any other questions from the board? Final statement?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And your final statement?
Okay.
Same thing. Fine. Shall we leap right to a vote?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Conrad?
For the appellant.
Attorney Cinetti?
Appellant.
Mr. Gray?
Appellant.
Chief Rosenstock.
Yes, appellant. You should also, one way or another, take care of that. I have to believe you can get that off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it's not even an issue.
Yeah.
As you can see, no one's really sure here, and you don't want to put yourself in a situation of carrying a gun, find out you are prohibited.
And don't let it expire again.
Don't let it expire.
That also.
But just because you have a permit, if you are disqualified, the permit doesn't say the law doesn't apply. So you need to make sure.
Okay.
That is we don't usually give advice, but that's pretty strong.
Is that Rhode Island too?
The permit doesn't sell.
Yeah. Is that ripped from Rhode Island?
That's from Rhode Island.
Oh, so you'd have to go to Rhode Island.
Yeah, so I don't know what part of Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will look into that.
Sure. Maybe there's nothing. I'd be surprised.
Also vote for the appellant. Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.